Let's now look at the very topical non-dom issues. First, let's remind ourselves of the term. A person who is resident in the UK will be taxed on their worldwide income and gains. They will, however, be able to use their personal allowances and their CGT annual exemptions. So, that's a resident. A person who is ordinarily resident will be taxed on their worldwide gains. That, remember, is a second hook for CGT, and these folk can also use their CGT annual exemption. A person who is domiciled will be taxed on their worldwide estate on death, and so that's an IHT issue. But there's a hole in this. People who are either not ordinarily residents, or perhaps more commonly non-domiciled, will be taxed, of course, on their UK income, but only on their foreign income and gains to the extent that these are, keyword here, remitted to the UK. If they are not remitted, they will not be taxed. So, who are these people? Obviously, the super rich that get into the headlines, like Mohammed Al-Fayed and Roman Abramovich. But there are also lots of bankers, and indeed other migrant workers who perhaps stay for a few years and then generally depart. The non-doms also include many long-term residents of the UK who are not yet caught by the tax rule that automatically makes them domiciled for tax purposes if they've been in the UK for 17 out of the last 20 years. And so generally these are referred to as res non-doms. They are resident in most tax years and they are non-domiciled. There was predictably a knee-jerk reaction against the super-rich following the summer 2007 stories, and in the October pre-budget report, the Chancellor imposed a £30,000 annual levy on these non-doms who remain in the UK for 7 years or more. There was predictably an outcry. What was not immediately obvious at the time was that in these proposals, all non-doms who wish to use the remittance basis and who have unremitted income of more than, at the time, £1,000 would lose their personal allowances and their capital gains tax annual exemption, regardless of whether they'd been in the UK for 7 years or not. Now, that places the net much wider. Perhaps the Chancellor hadn't thought the thing through, but there have to be hundreds and thousands of long-term visitors who are not going to be aware that they are now going to lose their personal allowances in April of 2008. Imagine, for example, an agricultural business that employs lots of migrant workers. How are they to know whether to apply free pay to their PAYE deductions or not? That doesn't look very easy. In the budget, the Chancellor announced that the £1,000 threshold, below which they simply wouldn't be interested in these folk, would double to £2,000, and it's certainly true that that will take some out of the net. But I don't think it's going to take anything like enough of these people outside the net. We all know of clients and indeed friends who are going to be in this box, and we need to give them some proper advice. So who is going to be affected then? Obviously the super rich who will just pay up. The middling bankers will either pay or go, but it's the hundreds and thousands of workers, both short and long term, who live and work in the UK, but have some income and perhaps some gains arising abroad, are going to be affected. It looks to me to be nearly impossible to properly audit, and it's likely that there will be large-scale inadvertent non-compliance. And it remains to be seen how that one will pan out.